from it, man. What's up, everybody? Today we're coming to you with a hour-long special on the rap industry. We're probably going to title this Bars because, you know, we like the bars. We like the rhythm. We like the lyrics. We like the things that people say. I'm a personal lyricist. I prefer lyricism to just sound and that sort of thing. And I would kind of like it if the rap game got back to that a lot more. I don't know about you, Eugene. How do you kind of feel about that?
Hey, lyrics are important, so I'm not big in mumble rap. But also, like, you have to admit, the right beats on a track, it makes it.
Yeah. No, these mumble rappers do have clout. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and try and cap and say, yeah, I know, like, these guys aren't even that popular, because they are. The young kids, they really like it. But I think I'm probably a bit more of an old head when it comes to hip-hop and rap and that sort of thing. So I still prefer the lyricism and the people that want to kind of point out the injustices in society and that sort of thing. So today, we're coming at you with an hour-long special because it's important that we talk for at least an hour, because we have quite a bit to get through. We have 10 subtopics today, and I'm just going to list them quickly so that you guys have a nice idea of what to look forward to. In the description, we'll include at what time we start speaking about certain sections for those of you who would just like to skip to certain topics and not listen to the whole thing. So our first subtopic is our favorites. So our favorite artists, our favorite albums, and our favorite songs on those albums, or just standalone songs perhaps. Who's the GOAT is another topic that we're going to be addressing. Lyricism versus sound, or what we like to call new versus the old school. Female rappers and why we genuinely just don't identify with them and don't really like them that much. The fallen, so the people that have fallen off and that really aren't that important in the industry anymore, despite an initial really big burst of fame. Who needs to drop the most? Okay, well, that's a deep chat, because everyone always has different opinions on that. Album/song flops, so who's flopped the most with a recent album or song? The biggest loss to the rap industry, so people that have died and haven't really been able to live out their careers, and kind of touching on the idea of death clout there as well. Our ninth topic will be ghosts of the industry. So these are rappers that we kind of feel go unnoticed, but they should actually have a lot more clout for the kind of skill that they are kind of associated with and their ability when they spit. And then our freshman list, which we're also going to be dropping as a post on our Instagram page at No Man's Land RSA. So you guys can check that out there as well. We're going to be dropping out a few lists, really all of our great albums and artists. And with that, Eugene, let's get into it. Who are some of your favorite artists in the rap industry right now, or maybe of history?
We've actually had this chat beforehand, and I had to sit down and think a bit. But I think if I have to go for my favorites, it will go J. Cole, Lil Wayne, M. And purely M, because that's what got me into rap in the first place. But nah, J. Cole and Lil Wayne beat a mouse for me.
All right. So me, I tend to, I actually tune a lot of my friends, because I kind of feel like they don't listen to enough variety when it comes to the rap industry. I always have new artists every now and then that kind of hop into like my favorites and people that I'm currently listening to, but people that are timeless for me, that I can listen to and no matter what, I'm never going to dislike them. Eminem, Snoop Dogg is one of my controversial points, because a lot of people don't actually get why I like Snoop so much, but I love the way that he raps. So Eminem, Snoop, I would probably say as my third, like someone that I can always listen to, kind of Wiz Khalifa, but like only really his Rolling Papers albums, like both of those. Yeah, I love Wiz, dude. I think I just like rappers who smoke weed, to be honest. Like, Eminem's white, and he's also, like, who got me into the rapping thing, because I could identify with him and some of the stuff he was saying.
His blood is the highest, so I don't think... Did you hear that whole thing? Like, Snoop Dogg has someone he pays to be a joint roller.
Oh, yeah. The guy makes, like, what, 50K? 200?
40, yeah, 40.
A year.
He's paid, like, he's a professional joint roller. And he looks at you and he sees, do you need a joint? And then he hands you one.
That guy's securing the bag. All right. So now that we've kind of spoken about our favorite artists, this isn't something where we're going to go like really in depth into why we like our artists. Like, we're just literally listing things for people that are listening at home. Maybe these are some artists that you don't check out enough and maybe you should be checking them out more. Or maybe you're just going to sit there and you're going to be like, these guys are such idiots. They like such bad rappers. And that's great because we like controversy either way. It creates conversation and it creates views for us as well. So, yeah. Our albums. So we've spoken about our favorite artists. Our favorite albums, Eugene. What are your favorite albums, bro?
Dude, my favorite albums. It's a rough one to decide on, if I'm being honest with you. Because I'm not a big albums guy. Like, I mainly warm songs. But if I'm going to have to pick a favorite album, it's going to be The God of War from Lil Wayne. If I have to choose one, that's going to be my favorite album.
You can pick more than one. I've got more than one.
No, I know, but like, I'm not a big album guy. So I never really mess with an entire album per se. It's like songs that stick around for me. But The God of War is one of the big albums that I can truly say that I was listening to the album on repeats and not just a playlist I had made up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the same with
right
me.
Now, but like right now, it's controversial. I'm going to get some hate for it, but ADHD from Joyner Lucas is slapping. Like, I listened to that whole album.
I'm going to get into that a little bit later on with our whole album flops or song flops. And it's not because it's a bad album. I just think a lot of people kind of give it hate because he released most of the songs as singles before he actually dropped the album. And it would have been a lot better if he just released the album all at once. But to be honest, I agree with you. Literally, there's only like maybe one or two songs on the entire album that I don't like. I even like the skits on that album. Like, it's crazy. I think it's a really good album. I just think it's not given enough love. So, yeah, no, I totally agree with you there.
Okay, now what are yours? I know Snoop's in there somewhere in the mix.
He is, for sure. So, my favorite albums consist of, this is actually a new one that's been added to it, and I want to shout out my boy Kucho Moncha. Like, he basically pointed this out to me because I'd been speaking to him a little bit about this, not new rapper. He's actually been in the industry for forever and he is one of my ghost picks. But Royce da 5'9", this guy is crazy. And I don't know how I went so long without finding out about him. But his one album, Book of Ryan, that he dropped in 2018, and even this new album that he has now in 2020, I can't remember the name, but geez, both of them are good. But I have to go with Book of Ryan over his recent 2020 drop, just because there's a lot more bangers and it's really deep. Like, Book of Ryan speaks out about like a lot of issues that black African Americans face. I really like the album. Like, it's deep. I think it speaks to like the roots of rap and like what rap should really be about and standing up to the man, kind of that kind of thing. The Blue Carpet Treatment by Snoop Dogg is a classic. I absolutely love the album. The Eminem Show. That's kind of controversial. Some people are like, oh no, but you should, why don't you like Curtain Call more or the Marshall Mathers LP1? I don't know. I just feel the Eminem Show more. I like more of the songs that are on there. So yeah, that's my pick. ADHD is one of my favorite albums to listen to, but I feel like with time it will start to fade just because of the fact that he's saying like a lot of really cool bars and that sort of thing, but there's not all too much depth to what he's saying, except for some for example.
It's already started like losing its thing for me. Like, I'm not listening to the entire album anymore. Like, at the start of lockdown, like, you go from I Lied, you make your way down to ISIS, then to what do you call it? War. Is it Sounds of War? War. I can't remember.
No, it's War. It's War.
And then what's the next one with Bruno Mars? Not Bruno Mars, sorry. It's Chris Brown. Then you listen to Revenge and then you finish off with Will. That's the gauntlet that I used to run on ADHD.
Yeah, I don't really feel ISIS that much anymore, to be honest. And I love Logic, but I just don't feel the album much anymore. Like, I'm not the album, ISIS. I don't feel ISIS that much anymore.
You know why? Because it got dropped at like the beginning of last year. Because I was listening to it on journey, dude. Like on journey, I was doing it. It's like rapping it in my head to keep me busy while we walked. But that's why I love the song.
Yeah, you crazy. Let's
journey
see.
Makes you bored, Simon. You don't go.
Because I haven't been, dog. I haven't been. I didn't go to journey. I broke my foot like before we could go. So
you miss rap. You miss music while you're on journey. That's a big thing.
At least the Form 3s will know my pain this year, because Grade 10s aren't going to go on journey this year. That much is for sure.
Cap, they're going on December, dude. They're not having a holiday.
You lying. Boys will say no, bruh.
Hey, but do you want to be that guy? Like, do you want to be that kid? The only year in college is where, like, that, those guys that don't have your name on the gates.
Yeah, I buy. People will be like, all right, it's fine. No, okay, and those of you that are listening from home and, like, don't know about St. Albans College, where we attend school, we have this thing in Form 3 called the Journey. It's like, I think it's 500 or 600 kilometer hike over 23 days. You row like in boats, you
cycle
on bikes, but like
you ride horses,
bike, like bad bike. You ride horses.
Yeah, we rode horses the one day. Hey. That was dope.
You guys are buck.
Yeah, dude, Tubbo got like chucked into the dam. Like, but we were going through a dam, right? And the horses can like, a horse can swim with you on its back through water, which is something I never knew. And basically, we just got told, like, you need to keep your horse calm when you're going through the body of water, because if it freaks out, it's going to, like, drop you off its back. Mm. And, like, if it starts, like, splashing a lot, you know, like, you need to start blooming and let this horse calm down. And basically, we're going through this lake, and all of a sudden, like, we just turn around and see this horse with Tabo. He didn't splash. He didn't do anything. He just decided to, like, sink to get Tabo off. It's like, he just flopped over to chuck this guy back. And we were all dying out, because I can remember Tabo telling us, like, he will never, ever get on a horse in his life again. Like, he will never trust a horse again after that day. I think we still have the video of it here. Like, our group took a video of it happening, like, of us crossing the dam, and then the video has him, like, getting chucked off his horse into the dam.
That's the video, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but we're drifting a bit off topic.
Yeah. No, but people listen to us for this, bro. Like, these kind of interesting stories that come out. So I've got two albums. Rolling Papers 2 by Wiz Khalifa. I mess with that album so much. I love that album. And then If You're Reading This, It's Too Late by Drake. I think that's basically in everyone's list, though. Like, if people are like really good albums that like they can listen to from start to finish, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late is always going to show up. Like, very rarely it won't. Yeah. So that's kind of my generic pick. That's my one, like, super generic pick in my albums.
Like, as a big Wiz Khalifa fan, the transformation, like, the body transformation that guy had is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
And he started doing martial arts, and that man, like, he went from, like, a Snoop Dogg skinny to, like, jacked, like, probably ripped in a few years' time.
Yeah, no.
So, pick for that man.
Favorite songs?
Yo, favorite song. Favorite song, I have to put No Role Models. No Role Models will be up there forevermore, dude. All
right. Let me think. I don't really have a favorite song in Book of Ryan, so I can't pick from there. Blue Carpet Treatment, I love Vato with Snoop and this one. I can't remember his name. It's this other guy. I can't remember his name now, but it's like one of those really funny songs, if you get my meaning. It's like these funny bars, bro. Kind of like Lil Dicky before Lil Dicky existed. The Eminem Show, White America. I love White America. I just kind of like the attitude that Eminem has. Like, he's just sticking the middle finger up to white people in the US the whole time. ADHD. I think my favorite song on ADHD is Goldmine.
Goldmine?
Really? Yo, dog, I mess with the beat so rough on that song.
Do you know what my favorite Lil Wayne song is? And it's a controversial pick. Like, I know, like, Lollipop, there are other options that people would go for. 6 foot, 7 foot, there are different songs.
Yeah.
But She Will featuring Drake is my favorite Lil Wayne song, because his double entendres and puns in that song are just on another level.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
It's a funny song just to listen to, because I catch myself still laughing at some of his bars, even after having heard the song like 100 times at this point.
Yeah. Nah, facts. your Rolling Papers 2. Do I have a favorite song on Rolling Papers 2? Oh, I think it's King. I think the song's King. Wiz Khalifa has like this really dope bar in that song. Like, I can never get over it. Like, I just kind of sat there and I'm like, did you really say that? Like, he's talking about like him busy messing around with some chick or something like that. And he says something like, I don't know what got into me. I just want the headshot. I just want the Kennedy. Yo, I freaked out when I heard that bar. I was like, you, my man, are a beast for saying that.
Okay,
I love that song.
All right, real chat. So we've hit out both two of our favorite artists, right, at this point, songs. Now we have to make a collective decision. What is the best Eminem song?
Yo.
What is the best?
What classifies as the best?
Okay, whatever you want to... Okay, I say we each have two picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll decide together. We choose on his, like, showing off his best ability and the one we like the most. Like, the one we just mess with the most, personally.
So his best ability is his speed. Like, we're not even going to try. Oh, but no, like, dog, this man...
I say Stan. Stan is one of his best.
Stan's one of his best, but... I kind of mess with his older albums, like his Slim Shady albums, a little bit more. So, like, a song like Guilty Conscience with Dr. Dre is a classic. Like, I don't think you can ignore that.
That's true. The one I feel the most is Till I Collapse. I won't lie to you. Till I Collapse is my favorite M song.
Dog, that song, okay, yeah, no, actually, they are, yeah. I'll
get
it.
Maybe because I listen to it when I'm doing training, but, like, still. Till I Collapse was fuck.
Yeah, no, like, it's not, like, overly lyrical and, I agree with you. I like that song a lot. So I can agree that that's probably, I'm not going to say that's his best song because I feel like he has a lot of really good.
No. It's not his best song. It's just the one I mess with the most. Yeah, and I know it's like, it's a cliche because at some point, like every middle-aged white woman in America listened to that song when they went to the gym. But like, I still mess with it. I still mess with it. I don't know, like, sometimes M Speed isn't that big for me, though. Like, I know he's fast, but, like, it doesn't make a good song.
Like, he'll rhyme things that shouldn't rhyme. Like, it's just the way that he says this. Like, he rearranges syllables and stuff, like,
in his bars. Have you seen, like, a compilation of him rhyming things with orange?
Yeah, like, orange, forage,
orange. No, it's it's crazy. I won't lie to you. It's really funny to watch, though, because he has so many. I think he made a point of doing it.
Yeah, no, and like he'll fight. Like, it's just the way that he like enunciates and the way that he pronounces certain words. He can make them like rhyme with something. It's like the middle of the word is rhyming with another word. It's not even just that the words are rhyming. It's just the way that
it's a triple syllable rhyme. So it's like you rhyme the first word and the last word are really similar, and the third one just sort of fits in. So it's like three syllables that rhyme together, basically.
That guy is crazy. Like, yeah. Anyway, moving on, who's the GOAT?
Yeah.
And this actually leads right into that chat because maybe I'm biased, like, as a white guy, but. To be honest, if we're looking at who is the GOAT, like, there's a lot of factors that come into it. Like, I've had this argument with a lot of people. Obviously, your lyrics and your songs and that sort of thing are important. But then there's also, like, album sales, cultural impact, influence, philanthropy, like, giving back to your community, that sort of thing. All of that, like, makes up the GOAT. I'll put it this way. I think Eminem is the most lyrically skilled rapper to ever walk the earth. That's my definition of the GOAT. So, like, that's what I define it as, and I see him as the most lyrically gifted.
Like, I've got an interesting chat, though, right? Because when people argue, like, I'm not sure who's right in this, because I don't have a strong opinion on the GOAT. But whenever someone makes the argument, like, about M not being the GOAT, or, like, pro Tupac or Biggie or Jay-Z, they talk about the fact where, like, people don't mess with M in the hood, right? Like, M isn't, like, he's not that big in the culture, if you feel my vibe.
Like, that's the big argument. Like, people don't mess with him on the streets. And he didn't have as big as an impact on the culture. But the chat is like, he basically expanded it because he was one of the first guys to make rap a white thing as well. Like, the white people actually messed with rap because he created sound that was relatable for white people to listen to. So maybe, yeah, maybe in that area of rap, he didn't have the same buy-in on the streets. He wasn't as influential in the hood. But he was definitely the guy to get rap into white households. And he is the most influential white rapper and pop rapper, I guess, like popular rapper in terms of music generated.
Like, my chat with it is, if you have rappers like, I think it was 50 Cent, he came out and he said, it just kind of, it pisses off black people, the fact that there's a white rapper in the game. Like, when Eminem was busy winning Grammys and stuff, like, left, right, and center. Like, he was just winning all kinds of awards. Like, his albums were outselling everybody. Like, I think he does actually have some of the highest album sales ever as a rapper.
Oh, yeah, he does. It is. I think he's got the most sales by a lot, I think. Like, and he's like, outselling.
See, that's my chat. Like, it kind of, like, because rapping is a black man's genre. Like, it was invented by black people. That much can't be denied. But the fact that a white guy kind of came in and was doing it better than anybody, like, and the thing is, Eminem owns it. Like, he says in quite a few of his songs that, like, if I was white, if I was black, I would have sold half. Like, I wouldn't have sold nearly as many albums as I did.
Yeah, because he capitalized and, like, he made something that was relatable because he wasn't a guy from the hood. He was, like, white trash from the trailer park. That was his thing.
But anyway, yeah, like, so that's my chat. I'm not going to argue that he had a higher cultural impact or that he's more philanthropic or that he, I don't even know. Like, I'm not going to argue that he's the GOAT on any other kind of premise. I think there's definitely rappers that had more of an impact in other ways. But for me, he's the lyrically, he's the most skilled. Like, he has done things on the mic that I've never heard another rapper ever do. And that's just why I like it. So
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced he's the GOAT, but I know he's one of the best.
I think
that's what
I'm
willing to say.
He's honest. I think it's an impossible chat. Like, it's like the GOAT of basketball. Like, as much as you want to try and say that, for example, LeBron is better than MJ, they never played against each other, so you can never know. And like with Eminem and then comparing them to guys like Biggie and Tupac and all these other guys, the rap is a very, I almost want to say volatile and also very diverse genre. Like, there's so many different aspects and avenues from which you can tackle the question, who is the GOAT?
There's just one chat. We have to address this. Like, we're going into this, but we have to bring up the fact that, like, Lord Jamar and Nick Cannon saying he's a guest in the House of Hip Hop. How do you feel about that? That's
trash. That's so stupid. Like, if he's a guest in hip hop, then LeBron James is a guest in basketball because a white guy invented basketball at the end of the day. Like, it's a stupid chat. It's a dumb chat. Nick Cannon was just looking for clout. Lord Jamar was also just looking for clout. Like, Eminem didn't even respond. Like, other people killed, like, Nick Cannon and those guys with diss tracks on behalf of Eminem. Eminem didn't even take them seriously enough to actually address them.
Yeah, the chat is, though, like, if maybe you've got a premise, like, maybe if M's a guest in the House of Hip Hop, I wouldn't either. Those gents don't belong in the same streets. Like, they aren't in the same neighborhood then. Like, if you feel my vibe, then those people aren't barely artists. How many views did Nick Cannon get on his songs after clout chasing his name?
Hardly any. And he was getting killed by no-name rappers, bruh. No-name rappers were busy dropping diss tracks on YouTube and getting more views. Like, nah, dog. Those guys be whack.
I won't even lie to you. Like, did you see the group? I think, like, someone called himself a stan or something. Like, a guy who basically called himself a stan. I can't remember who it was, but basically made a diss track on behalf of Eminem,
and
but basically
like
his voice
I remember.
Sounds just like M, and it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah,
but no. It was clean. The clean track, I won't lie to you, it was clean.
Yeah,
was
no, the clean. Way he bumped him, I know the video, I saw it. But yeah, no, like, dog, to be honest, Eminem he's definitely top tier. If anyone tries to argue with me that he's not, like, top tier, if you had to, like, make tiers of rappers, he's in the top tier. Like, he's in that tier. But I think put it this way. Do you know what I think Eminem is actually the GOAT as well? Like, not just his lyricism there. It's his ability to think on his feet. Like, if you had to have a rap battle, like a bracketed rap battle, like championship, like Eminem is at least making the finals. Like, there's no way he's at least making the finals.
The legitimate only person, I think, like, I don't know. I don't know the odds, but apparently this guy called 3000 or something like that. Apparently people rate that him and M should go at it in a rap battle. So they think he's the only guy who could challenge M in that sense.
Dog, I won't even lie to you. I don't pay enough attention to that, but Eminem can spit bars. Like, and he can spit bars off top, like off his dome the whole time. Like, I'm telling you, if there was like a bracketed rap battle and you could bring back everyone, like even the people that are dead, you can bring them back and throw them in that championship. I'm telling you, Eminem is at least making finals. At least making. He's like a guaranteed final spot. He's like LeBron when he had. When
you know who's underrated lyrically? Like, you know who's been underrated lyrically, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Baby. The Baby has some heat bars and he can freestyle. People don't give him enough respect for that.
Yeah, actually,
people say he has the same generic flow the whole time, but the man does have heat.
No, he does have bars. He does have bars. That much is facts. We can actually, using that, we can kind of segue into our next topic, and that's new versus the old school, lyricism versus sound. I like the Baby purely because he's not a mumble rapper. Like, he doesn't have to, like, he gained a lot of clout and a lot of fame as a lyricist. And that's what I actually appreciate about him the most.
The thing is, it really depends on the mood and the situation, what type of rap is more adequate. Because think of this, right? If you want to trap out and you're at a party, you don't want to play Stan. You don't want to play like heavy or like Royce the 5'9". You don't want to play heavy lyrical stuff. Vice versa, also, you don't want to play mumble rap the whole time.
That's also facts. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, this is my chat. It's more popular, like, mumble rap is more popular amongst the kids because, like, yeah, it's easier to play in a club and, like, jam to and that sort of thing. But mumble rap will never require more skill than lyricism. And that's why mumble rap is never going to win awards, like proper awards. Like, you can win,
it requires better beats though.
That's, it has better beats, but you'll never win the award of, like, I don't think you can ever win a Grammy as a mumble rapper, to be honest. And be taken seriously. No, sorry, I disagree. That's not gonna happen. Like, I think mumble rap is going to be around for like maybe another 20 years. Nah, not even. Eventually,
but we've had this chat before with we've had this chat before, and we're just in segue off of it, I guess. But how whitewashed the Grammys are, I won't lie to you. It's a bit heavy, dude.
It's a bit disgusting. Like, I won't lie to you.
The way African artists are like looked over and not given the credit they deserve in like music awards.
Oh yeah, no cap. And the thing is, there's a lot of instances in which I'm like, okay, yeah, no, but there should at least be a nominee that is black for this. Like, there are black people that are way better than lots of these people that have been. But the thing is, they're so heavily politicized, the Grammys, dude. That's also why you can't necessarily take them seriously.
Yeah, it's iffy, but it's just sad to see. Like, it's sad to see in some fronts we're just lagging behind so far.
Exactly.
Because as an African artist, you stand very little chance of winning much, except for like the rap hip hop category, which I think is totally wrong. But like, I guess that's what we're chatting about. But still, the Grammys are they're so skewed. They are very skewed at the moment.
This is also my chat, Nate. Like what I was saying, I think mumble rap's going to last another 15 years as like this really hyper successful market, because you keep seeing like these like guys that suddenly jump to fame because of mumble rap. And it's because, like I say, it requires a lot less skill. I think the top end of mumble rap will stay, kind of like with TikTok, for example. I don't think TikTok's going to last much longer, but the people that gained a lot of clout, like 40 million type follower clout, like, those people will stick around, they'll evolve. But lots of these mumble rappers that are off to the side, they, like, when the algorithm changes, bruh, these guys are just gonna drop off. Like, they're gonna fall off completely and they'll be completely forgotten. But lyricism, that's never something that will go away.
I feel like it really depends what's popular, right? It really depends on what's popular, because if you know, like, rap has basically taken over the genre of popular music. Like, rap has become the mainstream popular music now. It's not, like, on the fringe like it used to be. So the thing is, everyone's into rap in the sense. And while people still, like, find rap in the mainstream, it doesn't have to dominate it like it is now. But as long as there's rap in the mainstream, I think you'll see that mumble rap will always be played in the clubs. Like, there will always be mumble rap presence. Like, it won't fade away like a genre that's kind of dying. Like, it won't be like country music that's dying or jazz. It will always stay around, I think. I think we'll keep it as long as we have... Maybe the success of the artists will go down. Like, you'll get artists like EDM, like people like Chanda Monkey or stuff like that. That will be basically, like, your mumble rappers will become basically artists who make music purely for clubs and for parties, if you feel me.
Mm.
That might be something that happens. But on that note, I think this is the perfect segue into people who need a drop. And off the bat, Migos, when is the next album coming? When is the next album coming, guys? This is something that is required.
Yeah, no, thing is, Migos, in a lot of people's eyes, are kind of the people that, like, I don't want to say started the whole mumble rap phenomena, but, like, they were the first people, in my opinion, at least, to, like, do it and, like, be hyper successful. Like, they blew up almost, it felt like overnight. Like, in the course of 2 weeks, these people were the most famous group on earth.
Well, yeah, dude, Culture One, let's not even lie, that was when that thing came out, it ran the game. Like, just purely the songs on there, the amount of clout and pullback it had was crazy.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, they definitely do need to drop. When last did they drop? Beginning of 2018?
2018 Culture 2. But they've had a lot of, like, single projects. But, man, like, I'm just looking.
They need to drop it again. They do need to drop it.
Dude, I'm just thinking back. Like, Kelly Price, Big on Big, Slippery, T-Shirt. Oh, these were bangers, dude.
Yeah, they were bangers.
I don't know, like, Culture 2 was good, but it didn't have the same success, if you feel me. Like, it was good, but it wasn't...
I don't actually know what... The same success, walking like basically the same sound.
Walking Like I Talk It was huge.
Yeah, Walking Like I Talk It was huge, but the thing is, the reason why I think Culture 2 flopped is because... Well, not flopped, but didn't see the same success, is because it was very similar. Like, I feel like they need to do a sound switch up. They need to revolutionize again in some way if they want to see the same success. Like, you'll always see somewhat success if you're doing the same thing over and over again and people really liked it the first time. But after a while, again,
it went that down, dude. Like, in 2013, they also had some songs that went big. Like, Versace, dude. Versace was big back in 2013, man. Like, yeah, it had heat. And that was a similar sound. Like, I also feel the artists have sort of, Quavo, Takeoff, Offset, they've all sort of started with solo projects, if you feel me.
Yeah, I feel like they're breaking up slowly but surely.
Yeah, like, what was Takeoff's album name again? Lost Rocket. I think it was Lost Rocket, right?
Yeah.
Lost Rocket and Offset had... I remember some of the songs in. I remember Wild West. I remember Cloud with Cardi B. What was the album called?
Dog, I don't remember. I'll be honest, I don't follow those guys that much. But this is my chat. Migos.
Oh, yes. I remember now. I remember. It was Father of Four. Yeah.
Put it this way. Migos do need to drop, but I'm not going to be phased if they take a while. The person who I think needs to drop if they want to remain relevant, like if they want to remain someone that people are chatting about and talking about being like insanely skilled and being one of the best rappers in the world,
it's Kendrick.
Kendrick, you cannot be the first Pulitzer Prize winning rapper and not have dropped in what, like 2.5 years?
When did Humble come out? When was that?
It's like 2017.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Damn came out in 2017. That was in 2017.
You can't be the first rapper that ever won a Pulitzer Prize. Like, you use iambic pentameter in your raps. You're basically the Shakespeare of the rap industry at this point, and you haven't dropped in 2.5 years. Like, you need to drop if you want to, like... Well, I don't want to say retain GOAT status, but if you want to retain the status of I am one of the faces of the industry, he needs to drop.
Yeah, I won't lie to you. It's true. Kendrick needs to drop. But like, I'm a Kendrick fan in some sense, but also not that heavy. Like some of the stuff that he's dropped, like the people really liked, I haven't been on board with, if you feel me. Like, I don't know. Something's just weird that...
The reason why I think he needs to drop as well is because he's a different voice. Like, he has a bit of a different sound. Like, it's not the... It's not conventional lyricism, but it's not mumble rap either. It's, like, got this really weird rhythm to it that, like, I don't know. I mess with it. Like, I love it. Like, I dig it so much. I kind of want it to hear it again, but I want to hear it on a new song. I don't want to hear the...
You know what's one of the fire, like one of the most unconventional songs that he was actually on that was really good? So, like Lil Wayne's voice is also very different. If you won't lie, like he has an interesting voice. And Mona Lisa was I love that song. I still listen to it sometimes. And the Kendrick and Lil Wayne collab just worked really well there for me. So I'd love to see another collab.
I think the last time that Lil Wayne dropped was that song with The Weeknd that was for the Black Panther movie.
Lil Wayne? Or Kendrick?
No, not Lil. No, Kendrick. Kendrick was on it.
He dropped All Stars. In All Stars, and there was another one.
What's the song called? Pray For Me.
Pray for me was actually pretty clean.
Pray for me. It was a nice vibe. Like I kind of dug it. But yeah, no, he needs to drop. The other person that I think needs to drop, and I think I discussed this with you, it's kind of controversial. Like, it's just something I'd like to see happen, but it's not the end of the world if it doesn't. I kind of want to see Machine Gun Kelly drop, but like with this new rock and roll rap sound that he's going for. And the only reason that I kind of like believe in it is when Lil Nas like brought the whole country rap aspect, like people really liked it because it was this thing that no one's ever really heard before. I feel like if MGK came out and like created like a new subgenre, like rock and roll rap, I think it, like, you're basically combining the two most successful music industries in the entire world, because rock and roll, I believe, is the second most successful, at least in the United States.
I don't know, like, you've been on this, like, what is it, Poisonous Revolver, what is it? Toxic Revolver, something like that.
No, but that's just a freestyle. Like, that was good, but, like, his cover of, what song is it? It's by Rihanna. I've forgotten now, I remember just now. Love on the Brain. His cover of Love on the Brain. Like, this guy does actually have, he has some vocal cords, bruh. Like, this guy can sing. Like, he can actually And he can sing well.
So it's confirmed. His battle for clout with Eminem was a good move for him.
Yeah, no cap. It was.
Going after him for clout was a good move. It was a good move.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I have a bit of a controversial view about, like, that whole beef.
I'm just curious. Before you, I know what you're about to say, and I know this is going to keep us busy for a while, but...
Nah, it's not. I'm not going to let it.
No, but this is the thing, though. Did you know who he was before this?
Yes.
Before this entire... No, did you actually mess with his music? Like, I knew he existed, but I've never listened to one... Well, I probably have heard a song before that point, I never really...
Music. I didn't listen to it. Put it this way, I wouldn't actively go and say, hey, let me go listen to an MGK song. But if I came across an MGK song, I would listen to it and likely enjoy it. It's just I wouldn't, like... He wasn't someone... I feel like you only have so much room for rappers that you can really follow, and he just wasn't one of those guys. But recently, like, I've kind of started messing with him. Like, I kind of dig his music now. But, like, that... I just wanted to say that whole beef, I don't think it was nearly as one-sided as people say. Like, everyone says, like, yeah, Eminem bodied him. I don't really agree. Like, at first, I was like, yeah, Eminem, like, bodied him. And then I was like, okay, wait, let me get over my fanboy self and like actually analyze what both parties said. And MGK had some like really venomous bars as well. Like, and it's facts. Like some of the stuff that he would drop. Like the whack bar, stuff, like the beard's weird and stuff like that. But like, I can overlook that. Eminem's also said some whack stuff before. So yeah, my bad. But like, kind of like with the cover of Rihanna, that segues into female rappers. Dude, I don't know, maybe it's just because we're guys, but like, I don't buy female rappers. Like, I can't identify with anything that they say. And lots of them, like, I feel like they just act a lot harder than they actually are.
Yeah, and I guess just like the stuff they talk about, because maybe it is what it is. Like, the rap industry is pretty misogynistic in the sense, like, we accept it, it is what it is. Like, with Future being known as one of the most toxic people in the world. But I don't know, I just can't relate with the type of music, because the female equivalent is like the toxic femininity version of the male industry. So I guess the same way, like, some women feel when they listen to some of the lines said by male rappers, we feel when we listen to female rapper lines.
Exactly. I don't know, like, but Cardi B is like kind of, I want to almost say the face, like the face of it.
Well, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, I would say. Those are the two big female rappers.
I haven't like found a female artist in terms of rap that I can look at and be like, okay, this is what I would prefer them to be. Like, I haven't found like a really good female lyricist. Maybe I just don't follow female rap enough. And
I really think it might just be that, because I don't listen to enough of this. I really don't.
It is, but like, it's, put it this way, if there was like really dope, like a really insane female rapper out there, I feel like I would have found her by now.
I don't know. I really don't know. But the one thing I will say, clout with Offset, with Cardi B, that was fire. I wouldn't lie to you. That was fire. That was, like, I enjoyed Cardi B on that song.
Mm.
Like, I actively listened to Clout and I enjoyed her section more than I enjoyed Offset's part.
Yeah, dog.
You know she was supposed to come here this year, eh?
Oh, yeah, no, I've heard.
The Castle Light events. Like they had, what's his name, Post Malone last year. We were going to get Cardi B this year.
Yeah.
Well, we were, past tense. And then Corona happened.
Past tense, obviously, Corona killed everything. Coronavirus.
Shit is real. Shit is getting real.
Go back to our first ever episode.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that, and now you've got it stuck in my head again.
You know what? Like, that's all I really wanted to talk about with female rappers. Like, I just don't identify with them, bro. But like, the other thing that I kind of want
to, like, I just don't think I've messed with them enough, to be honest.
I don't think I've messed with them enough either. Maybe I should just try and find some. Like, yeah, hey, Instagram, what's it called? We'll post something about female rappers or something in the comments.
Let us know some songs.
Yeah, let us know about some rappers that are good, that are female. Because, like, I want to support my queens, bro. I want to support our queens out there in the rap industry. If there's someone that's, like, a really lyrically gifted person, send them. But if you're going to send me, like, another Cardi B, don't bother. Like, yeah, I'm not going to end up messing with them enough.
Someone loves lyricism too much. So if you have a banging trap song, send it this way. I'll give it a listen. Maybe you'll change my mind and you'll get me onto a new artist that I mess with hard. But on that,
I want to talk about The Fallen.
The Fallen. You want to talk about The Fallen?
People that fell off, like, and who really aren't that big anymore. And I'm really sad because one of the people that I have to put here is Snoop. And I'm like, Snoop is just one of those weird cases where his first album was so good that anything he followed it up with just was subpar. Like, it wasn't the same. Like, he never got
it's that question of, like, when you get too much hype on your first release, and then everyone expects so much of you, and if you fall short,
you can't top expectations, bro.
But he's gone. Okay, but like, we can't talk about artists who fell off and not mention Kanye.
Yeah, that guy, he's a producer and he's a personality now. He's no longer a rapper. I don't want to hear about this guy. Like, his what was it called? Jesus is King album. Like, there were some good songs, but dog, he's not the same Kanye. He's not old Kanye. I messed with old Kanye. I liked old Kanye.
He's not like Kanye anymore.
This is Kanye. This is dad Kanye. This is married Kanye. This is Kardashian beef Kanye. This is reality TV Kanye. Like, this is not Kanye. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't mess with him anymore at all. I think he's fallen off. I don't think he's relevant anymore.
Yeah, and it makes me sad because
now that, like, you asked me what were some of my favorite my favorite albums, right? And I was struggling to find an answer because I really don't listen to entire albums. But now that we're talking about Kanye, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was an album I listened to. Yes, past its time, I listened to it in 2012. But still, when I discovered that album, I was listening to it the whole time.
Yeah.
And I missed that Kanye. I missed the Kanye that we could legitimately say should be winning the Grammy of Rap. We missed that Kanye. We will miss the lyrical Kanye. The one that M said he would be willing losing to that guy in competitions. That's the Kanye I miss. I miss that man.
Yeah, dog, it's rough. But who else is there? Oh, Macklemore. Macklemore's fallen off. He had Cloud for a little while.
Macklemore, I don't know, like he succeeded and then he just dropped.
He dropped that one song with what's her name? The redhead girl that sings so well. I actually really like her music. Might be Jessie something. I can't remember. But like he had that song. That's the last song that he had where I was like, okay, this is good, but like album.
People get crucified in the comment section, right? Mm-hmm. Thrift store, not thrift shop. I realized I said it wrong.
Oh, okay, yeah, nah, dog. Don't even worry about that. Like that just it proves like we don't he's not the same. That's my point. Another guy, I don't even know if you can say that he fell off because he was like a one hit wonder in my opinion. Designer.
Designer's panda blew up and then literally his first studio LP dropped and it was really bad. But people gave him a chance for a second one. Hey, people actually bought into the second one, but when that one also flopped. Do you even remember the names of them? What were they called?
Nah, don't remember that. Designer, nah, sorry. That guy is... he's a nobody, bro. He's one wonder.
Designer, okay, wait. Let's look. Let's see what they were called. His album was New English.
New English. That guy doesn't even speak English, bro. He's just going the whole time. Like, he doesn't speak. That guy is not even a mumble rapper. That guy's just a gibberish.
Actually, is there anyone who actually remembers what he said? I only remember the word panda every now and again.
Panda. That's all I remember. I won't lie, I missed the song, though. The song was good. Like,
the song was fine. It was. It did clap.
I kind of feel like he should be a DJ.
Yeah, he could be a good DJ.
He could be a good DJ.
One of the most, like, for the people who know and mess with EDM, like, Chanda Monkey is a really fire DJ. And I feel like Designer would be able to fall into a similar bracket of artist that he is.
Like, Designer would, he's that rapper that you only want around for the ad-libs. He's that guy you only want around for ad-libs. That's all you want him around for. You don't want him spitting bars or lyrics, none of that. You just want him to be there to go, that's all.
Well, like, ad-libs is a big part of the game, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%, and he can succeed. Make him do it, bro.
Lil Pump held a... He held a skated for, like, 15 seconds, eh? A 15-second skated. That's bad. Like, to know that that was in a successful song.
Ach, dog, yeah, no. Guys, mad. Okay, let's move on.
Ad-libs added or taken away from the music genre?
Nah, it's added. I don't dislike ad-libs.
I think it's Offset's Yes Sir was big. Was it Offset or Takeoff who made the Yes Sir thing popular?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't really mess with them enough.
It's one of the two of them, and I really hate myself for not remembering. But I know.
What's next?
It's Takeoff. Was he? I remember the Yes Sir from his album that he dropped from Spacebound, I think. What was it called? Jesus, I said this at the start of the episode. So we've been talking about too much.
Father of Four, isn't it? Or Last Rocket?
Yes, Last Rocket. It's Last Rockets.
Right.
It's Last Rocket, and it was Lead the Way. It was on Lead the Way. I remember it. Lead the Way. Yeah.
Album and song flops. Okay, we have to question, what was, I don't even know what the song was by Playboi Carti, dude. But this new thing that he dropped and he hyped it up and everything.
Yeah. I was never a big Playboi Carti fan, man. Not really. I never messed with him. I just didn't. I really just didn't listen to it. Like, you know, like you said, you only have an X amount of artists that you could follow, like, passionately. And he just wasn't one of them. So I always missed out on his stuff.
I have a really controversial point for, like, album and song flops. And I don't even want to call it that. I just want to say, like, I want to tune this guy for releasing stuff that's subpar, in my opinion. So Drake is big, bro. Like, this guy, I'm not even going to lie, he's probably at the top of the industry at the moment. My chat is, with his last two albums, like, I think he's dropping, he's dropping too much. Like, he's dropping way too much. And the thing is, when he drops an album, like these last two albums, Care Package and Dark Lane demo tapes, he has like two or three songs, maybe four, on both albums that are good. Like, Aware, they're good songs. I would listen to them again. On Care Package, stuff like How About Now? Is Trust Issues on that album?
Trust Issues?
On Care
Package. I can't remember. I really can't. But
anyway,
I think you're a bit harsher than the big man. Like, you're a bit harsh.
No. This is my chat. Drake is one of the best artists in the world. He is, 100%.
Wait.
He is one
of the... No. Let me think about this, though. So you're saying Care Package didn't have good songs.
Three or four good songs, bro. Like, max. And there were like, what, 15 songs in there? I can check. Let me open my phone and check. And I'll list it to you, like the songs that were good.
The good songs were Dreams Money Can Buy, How About Now, Days in the East, and Can I?
Package is 2016.
Nah, Can I was on that album.
Yeah, no, wait, whoops, I messed up. Care Package is 2016. Care Package is not 2019. I don't know why I thought it was 2019. So, yeah, that's a blonde moment. People can tune me in the comment section for that. But anyway, this is my chat. So, Dreams Money Can Buy, How About Now, Trust Issues, and Can I? Those were like the four songs that were good on there. Oh, wait. So, 2016, that was one album that he dropped. Then, Dark Lane Demo Tapes, the one that he dropped now during quarantine, basically. The Chicago Freestyle is good. Tuesday Slide is good.
Tuesday Slide?
Doctor Who with Chris Brown is okay. Like, Pain in 1993. I don't know why people mess with the song so much.
Hey, it's an interesting sound, man. That's all I can say.
Like,
everything he created has an interesting sound. But the thing is, right, I think you're underselling him.
Nah, like, he's dropping subpar albums, bro. Like, he's not dropping the quality which he should be. That's my chat. He's capable of a lot.
Things are like, since 2015, he's dropped an album every year. And you cannot deny the major success that Scorpion had.
Oh, no, it had.
Do not fight.
It had success. Okay, let's go through.
No, I'm just saying, like, just listen to the songs. Just listen to the songs, right, from Scorpion. Nonstop, God's Plan, In My Feelings, right? These three songs. Just think back to 2018. These were the three biggest songs at that time.
Hey, I was right. Care Package is 2019. So the last two albums. Care Package and Dark Lane Demo Tapes should have been one album. It should have been one album because he's dropping four good songs around 8 to 10 really subpar average songs. And I feel like he's doing it for the cash. Like, chase your bag, dog. Like, chase your bag. But you need to have more integrity as an artist. You can't be dropping subpar stuff when we know that you are capable of a lot more.
Yeah, if we're talking about subpar, so like subpar drops.
It's subpar for him, put it that way.
No. I know, but I'm saying, like, I hate to say it. And I was so excited to see Lil Wayne had dropped a new album.
Oh,
but
you're whack.
Funeral was the pits. I won't even, I can't defend that album. I really can't.
There's maybe like what, there's one song on it that I liked.
Yes, Dreams. Dreams is the only song.
Dreams was good. Dreams. No. Mahogany. Yeah, like, I liked Mahogany. I did like Mahogany.
Okay, but like the rest of that album, how it's a 24 song, like I think it's 24 songs or something like that, and it's just it ain't it.
Now your boy actually maybe it's time to put him in the fallen off like category.
No, we will not do that yet. You one bad album does not mean you've fallen off.
That album was trash. Like definition of a trash album, like was that album?
Okay, yeah, it's true. It's true, but also M also had some like had a Pitz album along the way.
Dog, Eminem's been having Pitz albums, like yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. I can't even.
He remains relevant. You can't say he's fallen off. He's still relevant. It's just his albums aren't the same. But Music to Be Murdered By is a move in the right direction. I'm not gonna say it was a good album, but it was a move in the right direction.
Oh, it was.
He had bangers. Like he had bangers again on that album.
My only chance is, right, the thing with Godzilla with Juice WRLD, right, should have been the biggest song of the year, right? Juice had just passed away. It was Big Cloud. This is like the first release of something with Juice WRLD on it post his death.
Oh, and that can be the biggest loss, yeah.
So, like it should have been huge. Everyone should have been buying into this. Like, we'll talk about, like, how the death of a rapper brings up their clout just now, but, like, I don't know. I really don't lie. I won't lie to you. I think it's hard because after Revival, dude, Revival was the Pitz, and since then, M hasn't dropped a good album.
I don't like. Thing is, when you have the standards that Eminem has, it's the same chat as with Drake, in my opinion. Like, and I can agree there. Like, I can say that. Like, it's subpar for him. Like, if another rapper had dropped it, we would be like, okay, yeah, no, this was decent. But if it's M, anything less than amazing is trash.
Well, yeah, but, like, still, dude, the success Godzilla should have had, it just proved to you that M isn't where he's at anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That people weren't talking about, like, how quick he was rapping on that. Like, how people weren't trying, everyone wasn't trying to do the Godzilla. Okay, people were trying to do the Godzilla bit, but like it didn't have the same level of relevancy that Rap God did when it dropped, if you feel me. And this had Juice on it as well, so it was just, it was falling short for me. It was falling short.
All right, but like, let's move in. We can move in now because we've spoken about Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD was a pretty big loss. Like, he was a big loss to the industry. I think he had a really great future. But speak about like Death Cloud and like some of these other rappers that you kind
Juice
of feel
was
like.
The biggest loss. I won't lie. Juice was the biggest loss that had me touched. Okay, no, the second biggest. The one that had me the worst was X. Geez, that was heavy for me. Because I was messing with X hard when he died. Well, not died, he was killed. But Juice was on his way up. Like, he wasn't peaking yet, but like he was coming up. Like, he was going to be the next big artist, if you feel me. He had some songs that were topping charts already, like Lucid Dreams, Bandits, They Will Fire. And I think he was up next. Like, he was going to be big, big, big in the industry.
Yeah, like, I don't know. My biggest chat with this, though, is when certain rappers die, and I'm going to bring them up just now, but I feel like when certain rappers died, people made a bigger deal out of them than what they were when they were alive. Like, Juice,
oh, yeah, no.
Juice WRLD.
Juice was coming up.
Like, Juice was coming up, so we could be like, yeah, no. Like, this was a big loss because he was someone that was huge. There were some guys that had been around for a while, and I kind of found it disingenuous not to take away from these people's deaths or like trash them after they died. But guys like Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey did a lot for his community. I totally commend him for that. That is where the focus should have been. But then people started coming out and saying, oh, no, but I've been a fan of his music. Oh, my gosh, shut up. No one was a fan of this guy's music. It was like maybe one out of 100 people every now and then.
Hustle's music, like when it dropped initially, like back when before we lost him, his records were going like silver or gold. They weren't hitting big stuff. I think they went like double platinum after he died. Like, Death Cloud is big, guys. We'll be honest with you. Death Cloud is big because people start messing with things majorly after the artist dies. Pop Smoke as well. Like, I don't know. How many people messed with Pop Smoke before his death? That's a genuine
one of his that I knew was your, what's it called now again? Help me out here.
Yo.
The song that
Dior. Is. Yes, Dior.
Oh, yeah, Dior, Dior. Hade, I thought you said Dior. Yeah, Dior. That was the only song where I was like, okay, I know that song, yeah. But I didn't know who it was by. Then Pop Smoke died. No, like, yeah, I love Pop Smoke. No, you don't. No. You're just hopping on the cloud.
It's true. People like to hop on the cloud because now this is the most relevant thing in rap right now. So if I pretend that I knew about this before it became relevant, then I'm also a hardcore rap fan.
I would like I don't know rap to some levels that people do. People have crazy knowledge about this industry that far outclass me. And I'll be honest with you, I hopped on the wave. I did.
You know why I have Pop Smoke music in my on my phone right now?
Because he died.
Because he died and he gained clout. And I heard some of his songs and I thought they were fire. It's true. It's true. I won't pretend that I was messing with him before he died. I heard he had died. I wanted to know who the artist was, and then I heard some of the music and I started listening. So now I listen to Shake the Room, Your PTSD, and Welcome to the Party. It is what it is. Like, his death generated me as a listener to his music.
Yeah, no cap. And the thing is, it's not a negative thing. I just wish more people would be honest about the fact that, yeah, I hopped on after he died. I didn't hop on while he was alive.
Yeah, I think it's a loss.
Just say that. Own it. Like, don't act like you were one of his favorite, one of his biggest fans while he was alive. Cap. Big cap. All right. Ghosts of the industry.
All right.
People that are really, really good, but not enough people give them props or give them the credit they deserve. I'm just going to hop up. People are going to think I'm like a white supremacist or something after this thing. But guys, please just give NF his clout. Like, I know he had, but he doesn't have enough. Like, this man's album beat out Chance the Rapper's album by miles. And he didn't even do the same amount of advertising. Like, NF, guys. NF deserves so much clout. Like, he deserves so much props. This guy doesn't even swear. He doesn't swear at all.
I'll give you this. NF is good. My problem is his music all sounds the same to me. And it's all very depressed. It's all hella depressed. That's all I'm saying.
In my opinion, he's the James Blunt of the rap industry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I messed with him for a bit, but he faded off of my music palette pretty quickly as well. Like, Pay My Dues slapped for me when he released that, after the critics were bashing his album. Like, Pay My Dues hit for me. But I don't know, he has a weird space for me because you can't, the repeat listen value of his music isn't that good for him. I can't keep listening to NF stuff.
Yeah, okay, maybe there you've got a point, but this is my chat. Every time he's dropped an album, he hasn't been loud about it. Like, he's this guy that you don't hear about him. Like, you hear nothing. You hear nothing about this guy. Then he suddenly drops an album. The album tops the charts. He goes on tour. Then he goes back and chills with his girlfriend and just does basically nothing. Like, he's an introvert. Like, 100% an introvert. Like,
his marketing's a bit of pits. I won't lie to you, but
he has no marketing. Like, I don't even think his marketing is his music, right? Like,
Does he have a big Insta page?
No. I think he has gang followers, but he hardly ever posts, bruh. Or goes live, or puts stuff on his story, or tweets. This guy's a ghost. Like, he is the ghost. I am dubbing him the ghost.
Yeah, he has NF. Yeah, he has 2.1 million followers and he barely has any pictures of himself on his IG page. He has quotes.
Dog, he is the ghost. He's the ghost.
He is. His last post, so his last post was on March 19th. The one before that was on February 28th. The one before that was on December 11th.
See my chat.
A few months apart.
See my chat.
So,
Ghost.
Okay, I'll give you my two artists, right? And I know I'm claiming this one. I know you put me on it, but Jack Harlow is fire. What's Popping is bad. You can fight me on this. The song is clean.
Mm.
What's Popping?
And he's on my fresh list for sure.
And then the other one that I'm going to say is Tokyo's Revenge is an artist that is way underrated for how good he is.
Mm.
Tokyo's Revenge is fine. Good Morning Tokyo is fine. I'm just saying, if you haven't heard the artist, please, please just whip out your phone, pause this video right now, and go listen. Just go listen to Good Morning Tokyo. So the artist is Tokyo's Revenge.
100%.
It's fire.
Listen,
like, you need to understand, this guy's, like, he's up and coming. 2 years ago, this guy was homeless on the streets. Now he's securing the bag. Like, this guy is, he's coming. He's up next. Just,
one
just
of the ghosts, one of the ghosts of the industry that needs more clout. Like, this guy has written for Dr. Dre. And he has released albums continually. And I've gone and listened. He's Buck. Royce 5'9". Please do yourself a favor and listen to this man's music. Like, I don't know if he's a philosopher or a rapper at some, like, at certain points.
You've been bugging me about this artist for like the past 5 days to get me to hop on the wave. And I promise you I will at some point. And I will go listen to some of his music.
Let me send you some of his, I'll send you some of his songs after this episode and you can go listen.
Right, right. Because it's been a long episode. And I think it's drawing to a close, but we're going to have to address it. We need to talk about 6ix9ine. Because he is the opposite of NF. NF, who has legitimate support because he has good music, but like is dying out because he doesn't have the hype and IG page. Versus 6ix9ine, whose music is very questionable, but his hype and beefing ability has basically made him relevant and is making him the bad.
Like, I'm sorry, he's an embarrassment to the rap industry. He's everything that the rap industry shouldn't be and hasn't been for so long. And he's just, like, sticking his middle finger to the industry and being like, yeah, fuck off, I'm here.
Yeah, I won't lie. Like, the man is questionable, but, like, he broke YouTube when he, Goomba, when he released that thing. Dude, you know how big it went?
Dude, this is my chat. This is my chat. How? Are people taking this guy seriously? If he unfollows everybody on his Instagram and then only follows NYPD? The only person who follows is the police, bruh. He's a troll. Like,
I don't know when you saw this though, right? Because I checked this after you told me and he's following like 114 people. When did he do this?
When he released the song. I think he's gone and followed the people back, but he did it once, like as a prank.
No. He is a troll. Like, the whole thing about, like, if you don't have this watch, you're a little boy, I'll kiss you on your forehead. I was like, wow. Big talk from someone who's tested and were fake.
I guarantee you that guy's paying racks in protection. He's paying racks in security. Like, I'm telling you right now, if literally anyone rocked up and put a gun in this guy's face, he would kiss your feet.
No, it's true. The chances, like, have you seen the video, right? Back before, like, this whole thing went down, when someone comes up to him wearing, like, they're testing people's diamonds, and they come up to him and they test his diamonds and they're all fake. I was lost. Man, that's interesting. I will tell you this though.
You're not a rapper. I don't.
I will tell you.
God, him as a rapper.
I will tell you this. You can say what you want about him having security, because I would do the same, but the man has balls to embrace the snitch persona.
Don't
keep going. Because either he's really stupid or he has really big balls. Because I would run with my tail between my legs and thank God that I'm still alive if I were him.
Dude,
right,
I would have
now.
Been like, if I was him and I got out of jail, I would be in the middle of fucking Mexico or Cuba or something, hiding out, like never ever being found ever again. Like, I would be ghosting society right now.
So this ain't a threat for me because I live in South Africa and I have like no contacts in the US. But I'm putting it out that like the amount of hate this guy has caused for himself by snitching and by rubbing it in everyone's face that he's snitching and he's still making money, right? Be prepared that 6ix9ine is the next artist to die. That's all I'm saying.
100%. Someone's rocking up with a gun and popping him, dog.
Yeah, it's not a threat coming from me. It's just like the reality of what's going on there.
And I wouldn't mind.
Like, street, he's a snitch and he's rubbing people's noses in it.
I really wouldn't mind. I wouldn't even care. I don't mind if that guy dies. I don't.
Hey, I see sanctity in life. No person deserves death that way. But like, he's not being smart. That's all I'm saying.
I just wouldn't care. I really wouldn't
care. Like, you just snitched on the Blood Gang. Like, well, you've snitched on the, is he Bloods or Crips? I really hate myself.
Snitched on, but he snitched. It doesn't matter who you snitch on. If you a snitch, you a snitch.
Yeah, well, you snitched on one of the biggest gangs in the US.
You died.
And now instead of trying to justify yourself, you're basically saying, yeah, I snitched on you. Screw you. I'm fine. And I'm still making more money than all of you. That's a danger.
I'm still making a bag.
Yeah.
Nah, dog, this guy is cooked. Hey, final chat. Then we're getting off this because it's been long. I still need to go edit this so that we can drop it. Our freshman list. Who are you putting on there?
Oh, okay, wait.
And like, oh, wait. Just to clarify. This isn't like a freshman list of like who are the up-and-coming people that are young and that not a lot of people know. We're talking about that don't necessarily have labels and rappers who aren't like really old, like they haven't been in the industry for forever. So this is my.
Okay, wait. I just want to fix like
I want to fix people we would draft.
Real quick, right? So you know why I was confused with the 6ix9ine thing, right? So he is part of the Blood Gang, right? Mm-hmm. Or the Bloods, but he's part of the Nine Trey Gangsters, which is like the most violent section of the Blood Gang. So he's messed up heavy.
Yeah,
like,
now
he's in the Hitman squad. You just snitched on the hitman. Like that's not a good idea.
Aight, but let's get it. Come on.
I would equivalent what he did to killing John Wick's puppy. That's what I think he did. That's what 6ix9ine did. He killed John Wick's puppy, and now he's laughing at the people. Now he's posting a picture on his Instagram tagging John Wick saying, "Look at what I did. I killed your dog, and I'm still making money." That's what he's doing.
He's
not trying to say like an accident. He's laughing at you because of it. The man's gonna see flair. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So our freshman list, I'm not even gonna call it our freshman list. We're gonna call it our label draft. Like if we had to draft like people as a label. And I think we should limit it to like 5 picks. So I'm gonna say my list, then you can say yours, and where we disagree, I'll just debate you and tell you why we need to draft this person. So wait. So,
all right.
Joyner Lucas, I think he counts because he's been around, but he hasn't like been around, and he doesn't have a label from what I know. So, I'm drafting Joyner. I'm drafting 6seconds, who's, for those of you who don't know, he's like the biggest YouTube rapper that there is. This guy is lyrically skilled beyond any kind of thing that you can comprehend. So, I'm definitely taking him. I'm taking Jack Harlow. I think this is a point where we're gonna
we agree on this one heavy. I want him as one, so we at least have that person set in. Jack.
You spoke about Tokyo's Revenge. I'll take him for sure.
Yeah, Tokyo's Revenge. Tokyo's Revenge is
awesome. And then my fifth pick is someone people kind of know him, but like he's not like out there yet. D-Smoke. I'm gonna take D-Smoke. Yeah, D-Smoke. He's the guy who won Rhythm and Flow, that Netflix series. He's collabed with Snoop recently. I think he's actually Snoop is like his producer or whatever, but like I'm just gonna jack him, like I'm stealing him. This guy raps in English and in Spanish. So it's just kind of dope. Like he can appeal to lots of different people. I think he also who's the guy who wore that massive suit for a fight, like a boxing fight, and then he said he was tired or he couldn't feel his legs and then he got wrecked?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Like it was some boxer. Like D-Smoke did the entry song for him, like live and that sort of thing. So that was kind of dope.
Okay.
So now, all right, so your list. Where do you disagree with me?
I'm the same band as you, right? So I have three artists that I'm feeling. So you've already mentioned Jack Harlow. We agree on him. So that guy's set in as a pick. Tokyo's Revenge is someone that I think is going to blow. I think they don't have the clout they deserve yet, but they're coming up. Then I actually sent one of this guy's songs to you. And I don't know if you'd heard it, but it was Wheezy 4K.
No,
he's small, but I feel like he's like really niche, dude. Like he's literally just started rapping. And I feel like this guy could be big. I feel like he's got a unique sound. And if we capitalize, this guy could be big. With the right guidance and the right promotion, he might make it. He might be up next. Joyner, the thing is, I would take Joyner. But my only issue with him is, right,
is the whole thing that people saying he's up next, he's a coming up rapper, but Joyn has been coming up for 3 years now, dude. Like, he's had big features. He's had features with
Eminem.
With Logic, Eminem, Chris Brown. Like, he's had big ass features. Like, he's not some rapper that's coming up.
Grow. I'm concerned with his ability to grow as an artist. I think he is what, like, we have what we can see now. This is what you're gonna get.
Maybe. I would take the chance. I think. Because I don't know if anyone really produced him? Has anyone taken him under their wing?
No, not from what I know. That's why I also think, like,
I think I can agree with you. Like,
I'd rather take, he's the gamble card for me, but like, I'm gonna take him.
I think so. I think that's your gamble card. I think my gamble card is Weezy 4K. I think that's someone that just might be able to be huge.
Okay, well then I need to concede one of my guys then, because I've got 6 seconds and I've got D Smoke still on the board.
Drop one of your guys. Then we have the full squad up. We got the full squad up.
Been around for a while, and yeah, he just hasn't gotten the clout that I think. Like D Smoke's been growing exponentially more in a lot less time. So I'm gonna take D, and I'm gonna drop 6 seconds.
All right. So we have our final list then. So it's D Smoke, Joyner, Jack Harlow, Tokyo's Revenge, and Weezy 4K. This would be our freshman draft.
That's our first. If we had to start a label, that's who we are drafting.
Maybe because we don't have the guap to afford anyone more prominence, but yes, that is who we are drafting. But it's an interesting thing.
Drafting like
because all the big
needs, yeah.
The big thing is, you know, a lot of the major artists who have blown, like who've taken over the industry, all of, like, you can say what you want. I think that's the problem with the new map, like, generation is, like, they were mentored by the greats. Like, if you feel me. Like, M came out of Dr. Dre. 50 Cent came out of M. Jay-Z, I can't remember who found Jay-Z, but basically Jay-Z found Lil Wayne and Rihanna. Like, they basically said, yes, Lil Wayne found Drake and Rihanna. So, like, these big, big artists, like, the guys at the top.
They mentored
them. They were all mentored by the greats. Like, all, I think a big thing, if you want to be, like, one of them, there's a certain recipe for success. And if you have some of the talent, if you have one of the greats mentor you, you're going to be very successful.
Thanks.
That's what we feel our freshman list needs. We need a great producer / mentor for these people.
I'm taking Snoop.
You're saying Snoop?
Snoop will be our coach. Snoop will be a coach for guys like D-Smoke. He's already kind of a mentor to Jack Harlow. I think Snoop could help him out a little bit. Just with like his marketing, I feel like. Then Joyner. I don't know what kind of rapper Weezy 4K is. Like, I haven't listened to his music, like I said. So I don't know what kind of rap he is.
Direction. He needs someone to mold him out. So I think he would do well under Snoop, trying to find his own specific sound.
Yeah, because Snoop's a really talented producer, eh? Like, he's great at that. So, yeah, definitely.
Like, I don't know why you're not calling it, because Jay-Z is a really good producer. Like, he is a really good producer.
Yeah, but I don't know how well Jay-Z is going to mesh with a guy like Joyner, to be honest. Like, I feel like Eminem is the perfect Joyner coach. Because Joyner has the lyricism, he just doesn't have the story. Yeah,
I wouldn't put M, because M produced 50 well. But like, also he's mismanaged a lot of people. I think M's too much of a risk. I would rather put someone like, I would put, surprisingly, Lil Wayne is actually a really good producer and manager for people. Like, he's a good mentor. I think for someone like Joyner Lucas and Weezy 4K, he'll help them find their own unique sound, which Joyner has, and then capitalize on your unique sound. Because by no stretch of the imagination is Lil Wayne your classic rap artist and falls into the norm. He has his own unique way of doing things, and he capitalized on it, and he blew up because of it. So I feel like that's what our freshmen need. They need someone who will find your sound with Snoop, and then someone with Wayne who knows to capitalize on your sound. So those are our two coaches, I feel, yeah. Snoop and Wayne.
All right. So we have our freshman draft. We have our coaches. I'm not sure who's head coach and who's assistant. I think they can just both be head coaches, I think, because both of them will have like equally important roles, I feel.
My biggest our biggest fear about our coaches is, do you know the amount of weed it's going to cost us to have when, like, in the office?
Yeah, he's an expense. Like, he's an expense, 100%. But nah, like, bro, like,
we're gonna have to make like a part-time contract deal with Snoop's joint roller guys. I won't lie to you, we cannot afford this.
Yeah, no, I don't think we can. But at the end of the day, it's just a theory. We're just theoretical. Like, these are people that I think could be very, very big. And I think we're going to
probably...
We have, like, quite a bit of... I almost want to say diversity.
Yeah.
We have variation in this.
It's been good. You've got our list.
Episode's been great. We hope you guys all enjoy the hour-long special. I'm definitely going to include in the description... the different timestamps for our different sections. We have 10 of them, so some are definitely bigger than others, but for those of you who are interested in certain things, you guys can go and listen to those sections. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed this, Eugene. I really hope that we haven't messed up the episode completely. I can already feel like guys like Kucho are going to be sitting there listening to this episode, if he even does listen, and he's going to be like, nah, dude, you messed up the rap industry. Like, you didn't speak about it properly. You guys are such typical white guys. You just like Eminem. And I'm just like kind of hoping that that isn't the only only thing that he's going to be saying. But I hope we did represent it well enough. I hope that we spoke about it objectively and we just kind of brought forth opinions that, even if they're controversial, bro, that will create some sort of discussion. So I hope that we created some discussion.
Yeah, listen to some of the sound you have heard before, taking a different view of it. We aren't necessarily right. We aren't necessarily the closest version to right that we have. It's just a view.
Yeah, it's just
a view. Listen to your artists, guys. Have some fun. Peace.
And yeah, peace out.
Solo. Door is closed. Trust is broken.
Another day of high, working handed me his key. Told me go look in the car, so I went out there to look for what he had me to get. I was checking all the seats, but the only thing I saw was a bag of cocaine. Papa was too solid, he ain't never tell a lie. I went in to tell him about it, he said, oh, that must be God. He worked with me at the job, I said, oh, and walked away. He said, oh, before you go, make sure you don't tell your mom about the cocaine. Me and a little homie, we was walking to the store. It was right there on the corner. Then we seen the guy that's homeless. He was wrapped up in the blanket. He was looking really cold. Then he asked us for some change. Then he asked us if we know who had the cocaine. Cocaine. I'm losing my mind trying to figure out how did I inherit so much pain. I drink a lot of alcohol, problems with the law, but I have done better or the same. Daddy never tried.
Okay.
Daddy never tried cocaine.
Okay.
So my father's only next logical step was to go to rehab. That's exactly what he did. He went to rehab and got completely clean. Hasn't did a drug in over 20 years. He did that for himself, but he did that because he didn't want to lose us. Strong man.
Now let's talk about how much I respect my pop. He been through so much in life, we ain't never had a lot. We just had each other's back, that was really all we need. Pop, I love you unconditional and thanks for loving me more than cocaine. My father tells me over cocaine.
Cocaine. hard to say that I'm an addict who inherits your pain.